Hey, good morning.
Oi.
Oi.
Give me a great day.
Great day.
It's freaking freezing, man.
It is cold.
It's going to stay cold, too, today and tonight. Warming up a little bit tomorrow. We got a high of 35, some chances of snow earlier on. Friday, partly sunny, high of 37.
Look out the window. You know how cold it is? It's blue. It looks blue out. Like, literally. I walked out a little bit ago. I'm like,
I think you're having a stroke.
Am I?
I think that's what that is.
It is so cold. Even Santa's like, hell with it.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. Kids aren't worth it.
I'm just going to have everything primed this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Santa doesn't have to do anything anymore.
Just get them all primed.
Just call Amazon.
Yeah.
You know, I used to do it all in one night. You guys are basically doing it now, so.
Yeah. Amazon definitely helps.
Yeah. It's like the real-life Santa, man.
Amazon goes to all the bad kids' houses.
Right.
All the good kids, which are dwindling.
Right.
They still have Santa come by, but it's the bad kids. They're like, I'll just prime it, man.
I gave Marcy a noogie in the playground this year. I'm just going to Amazon my presents this year.
I know my mom's account number. It's fine. So seriously, if you're a bad kid and you're listening right now, obviously Santa's not coming to your house, but Prime, they'll take your money's good there.
Right, right. Santa went from a red sleigh with reindeer to blue Mercedes Sprinter vans, and they're everywhere.
I think he's upgraded. He's got a pretty pretty badass sled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty badass.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a Maserati. Santa's driving a Maserati.
Is that a Ferrari sled? I wanted a Ferrari sled.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
And as always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, according to a new study, we're all dead.
Oh, yeah?
Humans have a 1 in 14,000 chance of going extinct in the next year.
1 in 14,000?
Dude.
So what does that entail? So, is that like a meteor? Is that
researchers looked at fossils and other data from artifacts 350,000 years old and calculated our odds of surviving the next 365 days. The conclusion is that we should enjoy each day, but keep an eye out for asteroid impacts and super volcanic eruptions.
I mean, it's kind of scary, man.
Yeah.
But at the same time, isn't that just like kind of a blink of an eye? You're out, you're done.
I don't know. No, not like a super volcano. Like people in the immediate area, same thing with a asteroid.
Uh-huh.
Like if an asteroid hits like the middle of the ocean, if it's big enough,
uh-huh.
A la Armageddon asteroid. Yeah.
You watch too many movies, man.
It's the stuff afterwards, like people in the immediate area. But then you got the big tidal wave, and then you got like nuclear winter and
all
that stuff.
I think I made the decision that if an asteroid is coming, I am getting directly underneath that thing. Just take me out.
Yeah,
you know.
Told you, I'm just gonna palm it. Get out of here, asteroid!
Get your catcher's mitt out.
Yeah, come on, bring it in.
I got a fly ball. I got it.
That's mine. I think that would be, or I'm going to try and get down to like one of those, I'm going to become a mole person.
Oh, you're going to dig, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to go down and live with the crab people. Crab people. I'll become the new crab people leader.
You know?
Yes.
I don't know if I want to survive. It just seems very hard. Very dusty.
You know why I'm going to be welcomed into the crab people?
Why?
Because of all the times I've had crabs.
This guy's got crabs. He's one of us.
He's one of us. The crab's attached to him.
He's got WD-40 on him.
That's what I'll do. I'll just go down to the crab people right. With a can of WD-40 and be like, all right, I'm your leader now. And they'll just tick. So stupid.
It is stupid.
It's the dumbest thing that has ever come out of our mouths. This ain't good. The state of Michigan is dealing with the liquor shortage.
Really?
Yeah, apparently there's been a hang-up in deliveries and everything, and a lot of places running out of certain alcohol. The delivery problems will continue through this week.
Huh? I tried to get some booze last night that wasn't available that I liked.
Really?
Yeah.
See, right there.
You know what? I thought you were going to go the direction of, we're just running out of alcohol. Like what White Claw claimed the other... Did you hear about that? White Claw, like when it was... I guess it's still a craze right now, isn't it? But, yeah. Like, in the beginning of it, they were like, we're running out of the ingredients that it takes to make White Claw. So get it now. It's like a marketing scheme by White Claw that people actually bid on.
Oh, really?
Like, dude, you're not running out of booze. What are they running out of? You know, but people are like, oh, my God, I need to get my White Claw right now.
All these basic bitches needed to go buy their White Claw.
Dude, and they did. They did. Every one of them off the shelves. That's like, fantastic. White Claw, you're brilliant.
Smart. Smart stuff.
We're running out of the... No, you're not.
Well, if you do like certain kinds of booze, I'm not too worried about mine. My Crystal Palace is always there, so...
Right, bottom shelf.
And it's cheap, right. So it's good.
It's like underneath the bottom shelf.
I hope...
You gotta lift the bottom shelf to get Brock's booze.
All the other booze runs out and everyone's gotta drink bottom shelf. Welcome to it. And then what should be is like, oh, it's the exact same as everything else.
No, it's not.
It's the exact same as everything else.
The headache gets worse as you go down the shelf.
Yeah, if you're a pussy. Lastly, Days of Our Lives may be coming to an end after 55 years. I'm gonna need to call my mom.
Dude, no.
I don't think my mom's not going to handle this news well.
You know, if Days of Our Lives is ending, I'm done.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. I remember having to, during summer vacation, when we were at home and mom had to go to work, we had to remember to put the tape into the VCR and tape Days of Our Lives. And it's like the same cast. So what happened was the entire cast mm-hmm. has been released from their contract. So Days of Our Lives may be ending now if it gets renewed and they do some, you know, contract upgrades and everything, maybe. But who knows?
Maybe this is our opportunity to start doing soap operas, man.
I would love to be on a soap opera. I feel...
What you got to do, you got to say the final line and just pause and let the camera fade out.
And we're going to go from you to him to her, back to you, back to him, back to her.
Just look really stressed.
For 5 minutes.
Right. Days of Our Lives.
They are some of the best actors because some of the stories they pull off...
Oh, my God.
Where it's like, I put so-and-so's brain into this lady's body.
Right.
But now I'm still going to marry her because it's her and his brain and... But it's also my mother-in-law and my grandchild. It's right. Like, what?
Even at like 6 years old, too, I was like, you know, this isn't real. These people are way too good looking for this to be real. Why is everybody like a 10?
It's a hot town.
You know, damn.
It's a hot town with a lot of murders and problems. Anyway, well, hopefully it's not the end of the days of our lives.
Oh, please, God, no.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 W.